During this Easter time of the year, we rejoice on new life, not only surrounding us, but within us. And so one of our newest members, baptized, newly confirmed, Rick Huey, would like to share his story with us as one of our neophytes. Rick?
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to say my journey started back in 2000 when I met my wife, Marisa. She's part Italian, so it was kind of an easy decision. How did I become Catholic? One of my biggest inspirations for becoming Catholic was my wife's grandfather. He's also my godfather now, Gaetano Anselmo. He's always telling me stories. I go over to his house every Sunday for spaghetti dinner, and he's pulling out books of pictures from Palermo, Italy, Sicily, and showing me pictures of churches. And he's always telling me these stories about when he was a little kid, he wouldn't be able to play soccer with his friends unless he went to church. His grandmother wouldn't let him. Or his grandmother wouldn't let him have his lunch, his sandwich, he would say, unless he went to church. So in 2006, I decided it was time for, after 6 years, I know she was waiting for me, to get married. And I wanted to ask her grandfather for his permission. And again, he's from Sicily, and he still talks with a strong accent, so not many people understand what he's saying. So I went over to his house, and I asked him for permission to marry her, and he gave me this big, long spiel, and to this day, I still don't know if he said yes or no, but I did marry her. And one thing I remember from that conversation that did stand out, he said that every home and marriage needs a strong foundation, a real strong foundation. And he wasn't meaning like the walls or the basement. He was, you know, and he said the one thing was church and Jesus. So we got married 2008, me and Marisa bought a home. And in 2009, November, I still knew something was missing from our marriage and from that home, from that foundation. And that was Jesus. So I called Elaine, and it was about, within a week, I had set up an appointment to Marisa's surprise. She had no idea I was doing this. And I started going through inquiry. And right from the start, I knew this was the place to come. I mean, they made me feel welcome. Now, growing up, my family, we never went to church, unless it was a wedding or a funeral. So I had lots of questions, and the RCI team was awesome. They answered every one of them I had. And if I had to miss a Sunday coming here, I felt empty inside. I couldn't wait to get back here. I had surgery last winter of 09, and I had to miss a couple months, and you know, I couldn't wait to get back. So this my journey lasted about a year and a half, and it flew by. I mean, it seemed like a couple months, not a year and a half. So at the Easter Vigil, I was baptized, and along with getting married, I have to say that was one of the best times of my life, one of the greatest moments. Since then, I have felt like a new man. I think our marriage has gotten better. It's just been an awesome experience. So I want to thank Jesus for coming into my life. I want to thank the entire church for such a warm welcome into their family. I want to thank my sponsor and my wife, Marisa Huey, my godparents, Gaetano and Audrey Anselmo, all of my fellow classmates that went through the process with me. And I want to thank Father Andrew, Father Carl, Deacon Dan, and especially Elaine and her whole RCI team for their support, for making this such a wonderful experience. Thank you, and God bless.